Well, Chris DeMarco admitted that his nerves got the best of him on the first. He made a bogey after a remarkable 65, a 69 that in many ways is just as good, if not better, because all the eyes were on you. How were you able to do it?
You know, I just got out of my way, and I just played golf. It was there. I liked the course. It sets up good for me, and I just went out and played, and I took my chances when I had them. I made some good putts, made some key good 4 or 5 footers out here, which you have to do. And I got myself in position to not have to play aggressive, to play my game. And I did that, and it, you know, added up to 69.
Yesterday you talked to me about the emotions of just hearing your name called here and how much that meant to you. Very good chance that you're going to hear your name called Saturday on the tee with Tiger Woods. Give me a sense of what you anticipate that will be like.
Well, I mean, how can you not like that? I mean, you're playing with the best player with arguably the greatest venue we play all year on Saturday in the last group. I mean, that's just, it's things you dream of. So,
you feel ready?
I do feel ready. I feel like I'm hitting the ball really good. I hit a lot of good shots coming in, you know, obviously when everything was still on me. So, you know, tomorrow morning, I'm going to go out and do my same routine, 40 minutes, and come out and be ready to play.
One last thought. I don't know how many times I've seen you and Amy and the kids flying in the back of the planes with the rest of us going from event to event. The tour is not always as glamorous as folks at home may think it is. What would a victory in an event like this do to change not only Chris DeMarco's life, but just the life of all your significant others?
Boy, it would change a lot, obviously. I mean, I would certainly be, I guess, a little bit more recognized, and I don't know how good that is, but it would change everything, obviously, for the better. I mean, this is something you dream of. I mean, this is something that I've dreaming of since I'm 8 years old. So to be in position to do it, I mean, what a, you know, an opportunity for me to take advantage of. So why not go out and, you know, not be fearless and try my hardest.
Well, enjoy yourself. Have fun on the weekend. Underdogs play well in the majors oftentimes for 18 holes. Fewer hang around for 36. Fewer still hang around till Sunday. Chris DeMarco's challenge to do just that.